listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table.
Hey guys, it's Joe. We just recently put out a video with a lot of really cool announcements. So if you missed that, please check out our YouTube or any of our social media accounts. And you can find, it's like a 10-minute video where we talk about our new show, 12 Gauge, and then also our first line of merch, with all proceeds there going directly to supporting an after-school TTRPG program. So please just go check that out really quick. Like I said, you can look it up on YouTube or any of our social media accounts. And if you want to, you can visit our brand new website, www.thenastytable.com. Now, please enjoy episode 74 of The Nasty Table LFVCU. We can just explode these bombs.
Session on The Nasty Table.
What the fuck happened, man? What happened? Was it? Did you pull that trigger?
I did what I needed to. Mistake, stop here. Grab them both, hand them to Roy. Most likely some sort of homemade explosive. Flames begin to lick up the sides of it, engulfing almost the entirety of it. Everyone's shadow, Jerry, is longer than the rest, and it goes into the shed.
I wish I never met any of you. Who are you?
I'm Caleb O'Connor.
Hello, Lieutenant. Are you still with us?
Come to the station. Turn yourselves in.
We're outnumbered. Why would we go there?
Think of that. Is that smart?
We need allies right now.
Are you going to apologize to the audience?
Yeah, what do you have to say to our fans?
Fuck, man. Everybody, this is for the fans. You guys are sick. We're going to see this shit to the end, to the bitter fucking end, no matter what happens. And I'm naked right now.
I can confirm that.
I don't think I'm going to keep any context in there.
Not saying that he's sleeping.
Like, they have no idea what's happening.
They just, like, realize one day that they're like, I haven't heard his voice since that.
I'm not going to say that. Oh my god, we should hire someone to impersonate Alex.
Or don't. Just whoever, Jesus. Like, if Tando comes to the table, just be like, hey, like, just act like it's Alex. Yeah. Just complete different voice personality.
Imagine? Oh my god.
Or Alex is just doing a really good fucking voice for D&D.
Oh my god, yes.
I don't think that we can handle two gingers at this table, though.
That is a lot.
Yo, it's just like Tyler's in there, and you're like, yo, remember when you lost your hand in D&D? And he's like, oh, yeah.
All right. Let's play some Delta Green. Could I please have a recap of the last session?
It's all legit. He's known us for how long, and he thinks that we murdered a cop, two cops, probably. And I just call him out of the blue. He's probably like, fuck.
Right. Right. Yeah, he thinks we fucking murdered cops. Fuck, man.
So then it's like, okay, if Gaines thinks that we murdered cops and is so scared as to talk to us on the phone that he just drops it, then it's like, what? We walk up into the fucking station.
I believe that.
You think that they're going to be like, boys, you're back.
Sorry, you pop confetti.
Yeah, like I don't understand that.
I believe
whole
that Gaines
that
would
right
be
now.
Like, I believe that Gaines would believe that we murdered cops, but the lieutenant.
We
has
already had fucking what's his face like turn on us and literally almost shoot you in the head with a shotgun, and it's like now we're
Lang,
like,
yeah.
Don't we think that like other people are gonna turn on us? Like they haven't already turned on us?
I don't know that Lang turned on us for a different reason though. But Lieutenant, like, he said, like, I mean, he fucking was with us. He has not experience, but, like, we have told him everything.
Exactly.
Up until the point where we were leaving. And he was, like, on our side, in, you know, in every sense.
He set up the Fat Force.
He set up the fucking Fat Force for us. He,
so why
he straight
he
up said
of all
to
people
Jerry
turn
and
on
Roy
us? So then why would, like, why would everybody else high at the station not turn on us at that point?
Because he's got a huge, massive cock.
Okay.
What are the odds that Minneapolis PD isn't in the building right now? Sitting in his office.
That's probably is. Probably, yeah.
Why wouldn't they be there?
Yeah, why wouldn't they be there?
Why wouldn't they be there the second we walk through the door?
Yeah, they should be there. So, unless there's something else that would prevent them from being there, but...
So, in a trailer belonging to the late Nancy Gossman, the four of you find yourselves as wanted men in the city you have sworn to protect. As the harp plays its chilling melody, you continue to pluck and twang at the strings, crafting an orchestra of death. The only way out is through. What do you want to do?
Anyone still hungry?
No, I'm alright.
Who... I think there's really only one route to go here.
We going to the station? We can take it slow. Do some laps around, several blocks out, you know? A little reconnaissance the whole time.
Yeah.
Can we disguise up a little better?
Would be smart.
I go into, like, dresser, Nancy's dresser.
Yeah.
Bureau, whatever she has.
Mm-hmm.
Is there... Or coat closets, too.
Like yeah.
Coats, any clothes at all?
There are clothes, but they are for a female woman. No yeah, clothes that would fit you, I would
I'm
say.
I'm just trying to think like anything else.
We're all wearing Stars gear still, right? Like
yeah. Fuck. At least the hats.
Go Stars, dude.
I'm wearing this thing till I die. No, I take my Stars hat off and I fucking throw it into the bedroom and try to toss it onto the bed. Fuck. What time of day is it?
It's early. It's like 7:10, 7:15.
You know what? A disguise is going to be the least of our concerns when we get to the station. Everyone in a fucking 3-mile radius is going to know what our faces look like. Unless you got any more stashes on you, right?
Yeah, no, I figured it wouldn't do much, but, you know, might help us sneak around a little bit more.
Yeah.
The one thing that you do find is a fair share of makeup, if that is of use to you.
Is there nail polish remover?
Yeah.
I want to take a bottle of that.
Okay.
Like, you know, any like chemicals, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, even if you look under the sink where Caleb was chained to the pipe, there's bleach, ammonia, Lysol, stuff like that.
I'll take the nail polish remover.
Okay.
Yeah, I just grab my shit. I'm... fucking like loading up my pant legs again and my fucking jacket and shit like that with all the equipment that we brought. Mm-hmm. Unless, can I actually look around for like a fucking backpack in here or a duffel bag or anything?
I believe you all have duffel bags from Gap.
Do we? Oh, okay. I'll take a fucking...
I know that a couple of you do. Basically when you guys had that shopping spree. I know a couple of you purchased backpacks. I believe you purchased a backpack.
I have a backpack. I do. Okay, yeah, I'll just load everything up in my backpack. Shall we? Start walking towards the door.
Yeah, all your weapons ready?
Yeah.
Am I still, like, waddling?
Yeah, you're fucked up. I mean, from last night, from getting a full night's rest, if you haven't already, regain 1 point of health, but...
I think I did last time.
Okay. What's your health at?
5.
You're feeling a little bit better.
Yeah.
A little bit better.
You're piping that in?
I would say at this point, you do not need the cane.
But I'm still kind of like...
Yeah.
Slow.
Yes.
Okay. I'll take that. No cane.
Yeah, open that fucking door. All right, guys, let's get the fuck out of here.
Roy making his way out the front door. Who follows?
You know what? I'm going to start heading out the back.
There is no back door.
I'm gonna hop out the broken window then.
Easy enough to do. Make your way
broke
out.
Broke that for a reason, goddammit.
Kind of move some of the broken glass out of the way and kind of crawl your way through it pretty easily.
Yeah, once I get out, I want to like towards the, you know, the front of the trailer, towards the entrance, the barrel. It's all in front of it.
Yeah.
Like I want to very cautiously look and scan.
Mm-hmm. Roll search. Caleb, Jerry, what are you guys doing?
Following at the front.
Okay. Following, but I'm caboosing.
Gotcha.
I'm slow.
49 on a 62.
You don't see anyone looking at you. You don't see anyone kind of making eyes. You also notice that the barrel is not there. You remember it's still left back in the woods where Caleb left it, but none of the wise men are there. Charles isn't there. Nobody's looking at you from, like, around the way. There's not a lot of activity out here. It's still early morning. The sun has risen, but people aren't, like, walking around or doing much. It seems to be a kind of lull. It is a Saturday morning.
As we step out of the trailer, I want to see, not sure if it's even visible from here, where Charles was. Last we saw Charles, he was like fucking hurdled up, like all upset.
Far into the woods in a canvas tent.
Okay. What do you think? How long of a walk would that be?
To the station? An hour.
To his tent?
Maybe 5 or so minutes.
Okay. That's it. That's all I'm going to note right there. Just need to know that. Throw a pipe bomb in that direction.
So are the four of you gathered up? Are you walking to the station? Are you fine? What are you guys doing?
After I go around, I'll open up the front door from the outside.
We were all outside.
Oh, you all came out?
Yeah, we just...
You walk past the three of them and open up the front door.
What's up, Ray?
Yeah. You want to go check out in the woods?
Yeah, I think we should. And I look at Caleb, and I'm like, is he all right? And I'm like pointing in the direction of where Charles would be.
I don't think he has any reason to be involved with us anymore.
Was that his shit you burned, or was that your shit?
No, it was mine.
Alright.
I had every right.
Alright, man. It's the last time we'll probably ever see Charles until this is wrapped up. Fuck it, I start walking to Charles.
Yeah.
Start walking towards there. Minute passes and you start getting...
I'm not following.
Okay, the three of them.
I'm staying with him.
Okay, the two of you making your way up and through, walking through the brush, tangled thorns that you kind of kick to the side. Minute, two, three passes as you're trudging through this. I need Chup and Finn to leave the table.
Get the fuck out of here.
No. 5 HP and 7 HP walking towards the angry homeless man.
It's great. Team shit, I got a gun.
I don't think I've ever had a twofer. This is new for me.
You definitely have.
Not in this campaign, I don't think.
Really?
I don't think so.
I've never been a part of a twofer here.
I don't know if I've even had... Oh, yeah, I have. Never mind. Good.
In the distance, I would probably say maybe 20 or so feet, you see a red canvas tent. Same one that you saw last night when you answered and talked to Charles.
As we're walking up, I'm like, you saw him, right? I mean, he did not seem fucking...
They both don't seem right.
Yeah, man. Hey, as we're, like, getting closer, I'm like, hey, Charles? Like, I'm, like, shouting to, like, kind of warn, not surprise him or shock him. I'm like, hey, Charles?
Another 5 or so steps as you get a little bit closer to the tent, and you can see behind it off in the distance, maybe say 7 or so feet away from the tent, a large tree with very long branches that extend out. One of the higher branches that seems to be thick, hanging from it is a rope tied to the other end by his frail old neck.
dangling in the cold wind, Charles. Not in the gear that you saw him prior, but instead in a dirty, but still lavish, suit. Beneath his feet, almost as if it was used to prop himself up and now toppled to its side, a boombox.
Fuck!
I just want to cry right now. I just want to cry.
Not the fucking boombox.
Not the fucking boombox. What's Led Zeppelin playing?
Letterman playing,
goddamn it.
You are met with nothing but silence as his body sways.
I fucking walk up and I pull like a pocket knife out and just fucking try to cut. Can I even reach it? What did he use to like stand up here to get up?
So the fucking boombox. The fucking boombox is what he used.
You find that to be the case?
Yeah. I'm imagining it like tipped on its side, like tall.
No. No.
Yeah.
Fuck. We paid for that boombox.
And just like really silently, just hear Kashmir.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fuck. Can I cut the rope? Can I even reach the rope?
So it seems the way that it's positioned is that it's anchored a little bit lower down on the trunk of the, like the trunk, not the limb or branch. So yeah, it would be easy to kind of cut this loop that's tied lower down on the trunk and drop him down if that's what you want to do.
Man, I like, can I just be like, I just leave him. Leave him. It's not our problem. I walk towards the tent.
Yeah.
I take a look in the tent.
Open it up to see various empty bottles, a small plastic bag that seems to have some stuff inside of it, and a small suitcase that is opened and seems to have various different kinds of clothes that are all in various states of dirt.
What's in the plastic bag?
Open it up to see various medical items, gauze, antiseptic.
Okay. Fuck. I leave it. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
What the fuck happened to him?
I don't know. Let's ask Caleb, because he apparently knows everything. That's fucking ridiculous, man. Yeah, what does our own partner have to do with it? Why did he just know? He knew.
He fucking knew, man. That shed had.
What was in it? Who knows?
That was not Caleb's shit. That was Killy's fucking shit.
Yeah.
That
was Caleb.
Right.
Yeah, Caleb.
That was all the evidence that could have. I don't even like the idea of using evidence against them, but. I haven't had much time to think about it, to be honest.
Pull out a swisher.
We're gonna talk to him?
Pull out a cigarette, I light it with his swisher. I'm ready to fucking kill him.
No. We can't do that. For starters, we need him. Second off, I don't even know. I know that's not the same guy anymore, but we need him. We still need him.
Okay, he just goes back and forth. He's
just like RJ.
I say that like really quietly.
Mm-hmm.
You said it. He knows everything. I don't believe he knows everything, but I think he knows more than us. He doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah, he's known more than us this whole entire time. The whole time. He knew to come here, didn't he?
Right.
Couldn't even keep him in his bed overnight.
It's like a fucking toddler.
I know, man. He's our toddler for now. Chuckle. We're not... But I do know we gotta confront him about this. This is fucking ridiculous. I start making my way back.
Start walking too. I'm like, I don't even like the thought of Ray being with him alone at this point.
Like, I imagine, like, as we're walking, we're like fucking... Is there snow?
Kind of taking our time.
A little bit, yeah.
Like, I feel like we're going kind of slow.
Yeah, like our feet are like fucking crunching.
Since it's like,
I mean, you're like keeping up with me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like limping.
Right. I'm like, he's awake right now. He's not like doing, he's not fucking, yes, he's way more psychotic. I know that, but.
I don't know. I just don't like the idea of having people that are not sane near me at this point.
Are you sane? I'm not fucking... No, none of us are, man. We're...
Okay, but he's on a different level. I mean, we're fucked up because it's a human thing. It's a human reaction to the things that we've seen, but he's been like this the whole time. I don't know who he is.
Yeah, me neither.
He's just, like, too chaotic. I don't know.
I feel like he's... Part of him is trying to communicate with... the Caleb part of him. You know what I mean?
I think Caleb is an alias.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, not necessarily. He wrote something on his fucking hand the one time. He has done things while he is asleep and unaware to benefit his conscious self.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't fucking know either.
Clearing comes in the distance as you make your way out of the woods. So they are gone for about 10 minutes. Eventually you do see the both of them come back out of the clearing, but I am curious, in those 10 minutes, does any conversations happen?
How you feeling, bud?
Yeah. Said it before. This whole thing about reflection and clarity, but... it's just shame.
What's a shame?
Me? I just feel shame.
What do you suppose you're going to do about that?
Like I said, I think we made a mistake. I don't know how yet. I don't have a plan, but... I think not letting any of those people walk out of there starts to rectify some of it.
You better give me a hand when we're there. You understand?
What's your plan?
Well, I already got the nephew. I want the big boss. He dies. Laraka. You understand?
Okay.
And eventually, out of the clearing, you see Roy and Jerry walk out in the same state that they entered. The distance slowly closes between the two of you until you are met face to face.
Jerry is just like staring at Caleb.
Caleb's probably sitting on the step to get up to the trailer. Head down.
Yeah, Roy's like kind of staring at him too, but in like just analyzing.
What'd y'all see back there?
Why don't you tell us, Caleb?
Did you know what he was going to do?
Who?
Your late buddy.
Charles.
I'm as much of a buddy with him as the guys that Ray's going after. What do you mean what he was going to do?
He's hanging from a tree right now. He's dead. He used the boombox that we bought him as a stepping stool.
For the listening audience, Mike Finn just blew me the finger.
That's so fucked.
Dude, that's what I said. That's when you hear it hurt me. It's because of that.
He used the boombox.
As a stepping stool, Caleb.
That's fucked up.
Hey, fuck. You didn't have to do that. You could have, like, had it, like, so we, like, he had it on his shoulder.
I know what I could have had. I know what I could have had.
You know, you could have been hanging with it on his shoulder.
He tied it up on
his shoulder. Yeah, tied it to himself.
He just wanted to die.
Tied
with
his
it.
Hand
yeah.
up.
He wanted to go out with it.
No. And no. I was like, is it playing Led Zeppelin at least?
Crickets.
You don't even like Led Zeppelin.
Oh, God.
What else you find? Anything?
That's it. It was his tent with clothes, some meds.
He was suited as well.
Yeah, he was wearing a dirty suit and tie.
Did he have nice clothes on at one time when we met him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one time you did see him wearing a suit.
Okay.
Did you know he was going to do that?
I'd be lying if it didn't cross my mind. Did you leave him there?
We didn't touch him.
Good. I get up and I start headed down the path.
What did he do to you as you're walking away? What's that line supposed to mean, that he to you is what the fucking Larocco kid is to him? And I point at Ray.
Kid? Oh, this ain't about no kid for me.
I don't know why this has to be more personal than let's fix what this fucking problem is. There's a...
You were in Ray's house. We're all bad people. We're all culpable.
That's not true. That's not true at all. I don't know what the fuck you do. Actually, I do at this point, but you are not... You're my partner, man. You're my fucking partner. I know you. I knew you. This is fucking... You're meshing with someone that is not who I know at all, man.
Then you don't know me.
You didn't know yourself 48 fucking hours ago.
Ray, is it such a bad idea? If I end up like him?
Shut the fuck up, man. Just shut the fuck up. You don't do any more talking, okay? You're gonna do as you're told so you can see the light of day, okay?
Start walking back up to Caleb, like in the direction of the station.
What's everyone else doing?
Following Roy.
Yeah, I'll walk a little behind. Kind of holler up once we start walking. Might want to stay a couple yards off the main path.
Yeah. Somewhere a little more discreet.
And Caleb? Just following with the group? Following the group. Where are you heading, Roy? And what route are you taking?
I would like to head to the police station. I'd like to report something. And I don't want to take like an obvious route. I want to take I also don't want to take a route that's going to be like super long. So what options does Roy have in Linwood?
So, you can either walk on the main road, mm-hmm. get there in an hour. Mm-hmm. You can walk off the main road to stay completely hidden from any kind of different routes that you know that police follow, or even out of the way of places that you know a lot of people will walk. That'll take you about an hour and a half. Or you can actively try to avoid only police routes and not places of populace, and that'll take you an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay. I'm sorry, what's the duration of the slowest one?
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Yeah, let's just do that and fuck it.
So this is through, like, back roads and alleyways and sneaking and creeping and walking in the woods at certain points, actively avoiding any eyes whatsoever.
Yes, however, along this path, I would like to keep an open eye out for vehicles. For fucking vehicles that may... We're wanted murderers that may be on or running, but unattended. Just shit like that, you know? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I will pose a question to the group. Does everyone want a car?
Not at this moment.
Considering Jerry's limping?
Mm-hmm.
It is hurting walking this long, especially considering how much you walked last night.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that you can find an idle, unattended vehicle, and stepping back to mechanics, won't give you any problems. It'll be a perfect car, whatever car you want, whether you want a truck, van, sedan, whatever. If everybody at the table succeeds in a luck roll.
Let's do it.
Bet.
Everyone at the table.
Oh.
Oh, what do you got? Like a 20 or something?
12, right?
Oh!
Burnt his luck.
Why did you even make this a thing then?
I have a 12.
Shit.
All right, I got the. You I got knew a, you had 50 a 12. Still, so let me just go. Don't get your hopes up. 45.
I have a 42. Let's see. 37.
Whew. 7.
Hi, Michael.
Sixty-one. I'm gonna re-roll for a permanent.
Everyone will have.
To. Oh fuck you!
Why didn't even?
Why didn't you let me roll
first? Keep walking, boys. Get your fucking hiking. This is a good stick. I'm gonna start using it for hiking.
I'm just saying, if you guys want it, a car that let me roll first. Problems.
Fuck off. Nah, fuck. It's not worth it. Yo, whoever left that comment is a fucking liar. This
not
fucking
fair.
Handler is not fair at all. Not fair at all.
Do any conversations occur on this hour and a half trek through Linwood?
I gotta say yes. I have to. I mean, this whole, last night was fucking weird.
Yeah.
As we're walking, Roy's like upset. Like, Roy's pissed off.
Same. Yeah. Jerry is too.
These
are fucking slamming.
As we're walking, like, I imagine Roy will, like, occasionally, like, mumble some shit and just be like, this fucking, it's not, like, you're fucking, you gotta twist it. And I'm talking to Caleb, like, you gotta twist it. Like, this is, that's not you. Like, just fucking mumbling shit like that. And then at some point, maybe, like, a quarter of the way in, what did you tell him that got him killed?
Got him killed?
You did something to him, to Charles, told him something that made him hang himself.
He just realized who he was.
And who's that?
Caleb doesn't respond. Keeps walking.
That's it, yeah. Roy's quiet too.
Until eventually the police station comes into sight. You guys are well hidden within an alleyway. You can see it off in the distance. Your police station. Your place of employment. You've slept here nights. Graduated from academy to come here. Now it stands as nothing more than an institute. In the parking lot, doesn't look any different. You don't see any increased or decreased traffic coming in and out of the parking lot. If you stay there for about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, one car comes in, one car comes out. Nothing seems out of place in just a precursory glance over the police station.
Jerry just realized that he's not getting paid for this right now, so he's out of here. He's going home, dude. Wait, I'm not getting paid for this? I'm out of here, dude.
He's going home.
Fucking going home, to his
Lieutenant, house. Lieutenant, can you fix my time card, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to limp home.
Nah, I'm out. Peace. Just fucking start limping away, like.
So, I pull out the binocs.
Sure.
State police, Minneapolis police cars.
FBI?
Anything. FBI, anything.
You take a decent amount of time, and you're able to see most of the cars in there. You do not see state police. You do not see FBI. You do not see Minneapolis PD. You see Linwood. You see civilian cars, but you don't see any foreign agency.
Okay.
Do you relay that to the group?
Yeah, I absolutely do. It seems like a regular fucking day at the station.
The VCU doesn't have these kind of like basement windows that you have here, does it?
Nope.
Okay.
I put the binocs away. And I turn and be like, let's just walk in. Just walk in through the front door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, let's fucking do it. Start walking towards the parking lot.
We're just gonna walk in.
Yeah, but once we get to see who we want, we have to leave before we talk.
Yeah.
If Longo doesn't want to talk, or Gaines, apparently.
Doesn't want to talk. What if we get arrested?
Well, if we get arrested...
Wanted.
I pull the backpack out, and I pull out the pipe bombs, and I hand you a pipe bomb. And I say, I trust you more than these two right now. Sorry, guys. We can just explode these bombs. I'll have one, you have one.
You don't have to be sorry. Well, y'all can't shoot
not,
for shit.
You're not fucking
remember?
Serious.
Right. If you don't take the pipe bomb, I'm just going to use both.
What are you gonna do?
You guys are not serious. You guys are. We're gonna shoot the place up. If this goes wrong, we're just gonna shoot it up.
We're not just going to shoot it up. We're going to wait and see.
Might as well just shoot yourself right now.
Well, I was really thinking that we threaten them where if you fucking try to shoot us, we're just going to explode ourselves and you with us type of thing.
That's how you want
to
go in.
We don't have to go in.
Really have
we don't have to go in
mind.
Like
you
that.
You just said walk through the front door.
That's yes, we're going to walk through the front door, and if it starts to go really south really fast, we got firepower on us. We don't have to use any of that if we don't need
There's four of us versus a whole entire police department.
All right, why don't you sit here outside then? I start walking in.
I don't think you guys are thinking rationally.
Do you want a pipe bomb?
Jay grabs a fucking pipe bomb, starts walking in.
Sweet.
Kicking rocks.
We're smirks a little bit.
We're gonna fucking die.
All right. Well, that conversation gave me the episode title, but I'm torn. Do you guys think it should rather be we can just explode these bombs?
Yo.
Or do you want a pipe bomb?
I think the first one cracks me the fuck up.
We can just explode these bombs.
Just explode these bombs.
Thanks.
Fuck it.
Nice.
The four of you together begin making your way towards the station. Now, your station has these large, long glass windows that are positioned on the front of it. Sneaking and snaking your way up into the parking lot out front, kind of going between cars. Are you guys actively trying to hide? Or are you guys just big dick walking straight forward? What's the situation here?
Yeah, I think we're just walking like it's just a regular day at the station.
I mean, if we're just walking in, might as well just fucking walk
yeah,
in.
I mean, everything's hidden.
These
though.
Are the police here, so.
Yeah.
So, you can see through the glass window, maybe about 10 or so feet away. Behind the reception desk is a one, Dwayne Gaines. You approach the door. What do you do? He has not looked up. You see other people milling about. No one who stands out.
Unless anybody else. Where are you?
I open the door.
Nice.
Open the door. The four of you step in. Gaines looks up. Looks over the four of you. Calmly. Expressionless. Looks over his right shoulder. LT! They're here. People are milling about behind him. Looking at you. And then looking away. Walking around, doing their duties, carrying files, paperwork. A moment passes before Lieutenant Longo steps up the stairs of the VCU. In his hands, four handcuffs. He looks at Roy first. With a handcuff dangling from his index finger, he points it towards you.
Can we talk first?
No. Just play along. Minneapolis needs mugshots.
I look at Gaines. What's his face looking like?
He's just looking at you expectantly.
We gotta talk first.
Okay. As this is an audio medium.
Yo!
Oh,
yo!
Yo!
That's crazy, dude.
Oh my god. Please describe what you just did.
Just put his dick on the table.
Dick on the table!
Dick on the table.
I just whipped it out. Roy unzipped his jacket and, reached under his jacket and pulled the pipe bomb out at the lieutenant.
Now, Roy, are you just going to explode those bombs?
Lieutenant, take a pipe bomb.
No, he looks at you and he says,
Sergeant, what is that?
We really should talk to you before we...
You're talking to me right now.
Are you serious? I'm looking around.
Gaines is looking up at you, and you see Whitaker and Ortega kind of come around and look over.
It's a bomb.
I see the bomb.
But it's a bomb, though.
Roy, I need to ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you prepared to discharge that explosive in this police station? Because the way I see it instead is that we can put you in handcuffs, take some mug shots, fax them to Minneapolis and any other interested agency, and then maybe in a week or two they might get another notice that we had some detainees escape. Maybe we might be a little late on sending that report. Or do you want to just explode those bombs?
We need the cuffs to do mug shots?
Yes, you do.
Why?
Would we know that? I mean, yeah. We would know that, right?
Like, do you?
Yeah. Yeah. For violent offenders, yes.
Okay, but for us? Can you give us a little pass here?
No reason we can't all go one at a time, right? Not all four of us need to be cuffed at once.
My trust in you guys is wearing thin as of late, and you can see as he's talking out of the VCU, your chief of police, who looks at you guys. But when I said that we would have your back, I meant that.
All right, Lieutenant. I trust you. And I look at the guy, I trust him. Pull my backpack out, put my pipe bomb in my backpack, and I stick out my fucking wrists, one with no hand, one with hand. Oh, shit. I'm like, you go for it.
And he looks at it for a while. Just cuffs for the three of you, and he like breaks himself almost as if he was like staring at it like in a trance. You're fine, Roy. Right. He looks at Ray. Extends a pair of handcuffs.
Yeah, I slap him on and kind of go ahead of him to where I'm going to take the picture. I'm trying to get a move on it with it.
And then to Caleb.
Following Ray closely.
And then to Jerry.
I submit.
He grabs your wrist, the first one, clicks it, and the second one clicks it, and he holds in between the two cuffs, and he looks at you for a second, and he says, a couple days ago, you told me that this was beyond the law. I can see now that you're right. Officer Gaines, I'm taking four suspects in for processing. Please have the photo room ready. Gaines looks up, nods, and the chief is just standing there like watching, and other officers have kind of like gathered around, and at this point you can see that there's kind of a crowd watching you guys as Longo walks next to Ray towards the photo processing room, which you guys have all been in before, taking pictures of suspects and perps and people getting put in the drunk tank and basically anyone. He steps towards that door and looks back at the four of you, opens the door, and nods inside.
Head on in.
Head in, and you can see a camera on a tripod on which he's on the other side of. Ray, if you could please.
Yeah, I step up, and right before what's the trigger? Is it a thumb button?
Yep.
Right when I see his thumb start to twitch, I want to give it a big old smile.
Picture comes up developing, and as he's kind of looking it over and shaking it out, he says, Feds take over tomorrow morning. Agent Donovan is set for the case handoff. Roy, you're up next.
I'm not cuffed. Take the backpack off. Walk. You know, walk to the spot.
Mm-hmm. Clicks it, and as it comes out, shakes out your Polaroid. I'll get you guys whatever you need. But equipment, not men. Caleb, you're up.
Caleb walks up, expressionless. Almost like muscles in his face are drooping.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing keeping it up. Probably still in his stars cap.
Takes the picture. You know, through this entire case, you four have only used your status as police to help yourselves. You have no respect for the procedure or chain of command or respect for your station. Jerry, go ahead.
Walk up.
Takes the picture. Polaroid comes out and he shakes it. And I have a feeling that if you did this by the book, the department, state, marshal services, fuck, maybe even some of the feds would be on your side, but they're not going to be behind you. Wherever you're going, they're not going to be behind you. We couldn't help you even if we wanted to. That bridge is burned. You're not police. So as a favor for the men that I knew you to be, I'll get you the equipment that you need. But this is a trade. You will hand over your badges.
I take mine out. Drop it. Don't fucking want it anymore anyways.
Jerry's badge clatters to the floor. Longo just looks down at it.
You can't do that, Lieutenant. You can't do that to me. I'm not going to give you my badge.
He just looks at you blankly. Do you think that you are a police officer? Do you think that you're a sergeant? A sergeant might be able to lead men, sure, and I'm sure you've done that fine. But every single fucking step of the way, Roy, you have ignored every single procedure that we have. All the laws that we follow to make sure that we uphold the laws that we follow, you ignore. You are not police. Give me your badge.
Lieutenant. I'm shocked.
Shocked. Justice is written in law.
You burned that picture in front of us. You know that if we went by the book, this wouldn't have went anywhere.
And wouldn't you be better off?
Lieutenant.
Roy, I am not asking. Hand over your badge.
I give this maybe 48 hours before you are a blade of grass in a fucking lawn.
What?
Roy, drop the badge.
He doesn't...
Drop the badge.
You're the one fucking guy that knew... We told you everything, man.
I may understand that. And I may have broken my fucking back convincing the entire station of that you are a person worth having the back of. And that might be true, and what you are doing might be right, but you are not police.
Okay. You talked to Mark about this? Is this what Mark's been saying to you? I fucking turn around. Is Mark like fucking in the office?
No, you don't see him. Or you didn't see him before. You guys are still in this photo room.
Because he's night shift, right? And it's fucking...
Did I make a mistake? Are you doing this by the book?
No, obviously not. We're wanted for
then
murder.
Give me your fucking badge or get in a fucking cell.
He said no, of course not. We're wanted for fucking murder. You're fucking insane, dude.
Drop the fucking badge.
Do you say that? Does Jerry say that?
Yeah. Not the first, the murder shit. Just drop the fucking badge. That's what that Jerry says that. Nick said the first stuff.
Just very quiet. Just fine. Fuck. Pull the fucking badge out. Take the badge. Give it to him.
Clatters to the ground. Both of you. Badges.
Go on.
Put it in his hand.
He grabs it. And he looks towards Ray.
I dunked mine a while back. I take everything off me too. Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah.
You better strip naked, boy.
You like take off your jacket and he is insistent. Let me look. Yeah. Goes through everything. Can't find it.
No, we stopped being cops a long time ago. Hell, I never really started.
I appreciate honesty now, Mr. Morrison. Now, what are the four of you need? Something I can give you in the next 30 minutes, and then you are fucking gone. And in 2 weeks, I'll be happy to fax over a report to Minneapolis PD that four detainees escaped custody. But when you leave, I'm sending those mugshots over. Minneapolis should think, for the most part, that you're in our custody. How much they trust that, I don't know. Truthfully, the only reason I wanted you four to turn yourselves in is so I could take your fucking badges. So I pose my first question again. What do you need to accomplish what you're doing?
We need a car.
Van, preferably.
Well, our last two vans are fucking gone.
Oh, shit.
How are we gonna get back in the city? I mean,
maybe it'll... City?
What city?
Where the fuck are we going back to the city? You know where the ranch is. The cabin.
Yeah, you guys are right. Never mind.
Why now? Why take the badges now? After everything? What changed?
I realized that if you were honest from the start about everything that was happening, everything you were doing, all the bodies that you were stacking up, finding your version of justice, you could have done that by the book. Yeah, it might have taken a little bit extra time, maybe a little extra legwork, but I've never had a problem getting a warrant for you people. Whether it be for because it was easier or because you just didn't care. You didn't follow the law.
You genuinely think we could have got Dan fucking Winters if we went by the book?
Eventually.
Everyone in this room would have been long retired by the time something like that would happen.
You're wrong. This is a good station. This is a good department. Our chief of police is on your fucking side. Four murderers on paper.
What did we lie to you about?
It's not about lying to me. It's about lying to the law. Evidence. Chain of command. Dereliction of duty. And all the while, this air of paranoia that has seeped so deeply into you that even now I am giving you the lay of the land of this department. Whatever you need, I'll fucking give it to you. And you're still asking questions because you're still suspicious. That has permeated your soul. You are ineffective as officers of the law. Killers. Sure. You all seem to be pretty fucking good at that. And yeah, I know what's going on is important. Me, my station, my department, the chief's department, we need to follow the law, which you have ignored. How can I put that any plainer for you?
Could we get a... Could we get a van?
We don't have a van. You ruined our last two.
The chief of police here can't get us a van.
I'll get you a van. Pull out the pipe bomb again. Get us a fucking van.
I just want to restock on ammo. That's all. Maybe a grenade or two.
I thought we didn't have grenades.
No grenades.
Can I roll luck?
Not for explosive grenades. If you are interested in, the best I can offer you is tear gas.
Yeah, I'll take a can of tear gas. Do you have concussions?
Nope. No flashes, no concussions. It's been established. I can get you tear gas.
Yeah, I'll take a tear gas.
Have you talked to Lang, Lieutenant?
I have.
How's he doing?
He's fine.
Good.
And I'm not going to ask the question that he's going to ask.
What do you mean?
He just looks at you. Is there anything else that you people need of me? When this is all said and done, and this shit is just a smell in the wind, and if, and Roy, I mean if, I or the district attorney or anyone else is able to conglomerate all these pieces that you have assembled into some case, and that case goes to trial, and there are convictions off of that case, we may, at some point, if you are blessed by the grace of God, reassess your ability to serve this station.
Speaking of puzzle pieces, Lieutenant, and I kind of, in all my things and bag, I pull out the last bit of film and camera, undeveloped and developed canisters. I know this guy's coming to take over tomorrow, but please don't give him this. Please. This is the shit right here, man. This is it.
I'm going to try my best when he takes over, hide what we have. If you think that this is the last time that I am going to speak with you, please. And he looks... First of all, he looks exhausted. Second of all, he looks genuinely sad. Please give me any evidence that you have for this case. And I will try my hardest.
Yeah, I give him everything. Files I have. I just want to, like, give it, especially the photos, a good look one more time to, like, really imprint them all.
Burn it into your memory?
Yeah.
Yep.
Shit.
Moist clay journal. I hold it up. Anybody need this?
No. Yeah, hand it to him.
Hand it to him.
I want to write on a slip of paper Simon Burton and a phone number.
Okay.
And give it to him and give the lieutenant and say... if you're certain that something unforeseen happens to myself, send my things.
Okay. Do I have, like, a pad and paper on me?
Yeah.
Can I write down those three addresses from the assessor's office?
Yep.
That we had?
Mm-hmm.
Hand the scrap of paper to him.
Gotcha.
Did we keep the map?
Yes, I have the map, and I have that actual paper I'll keep on me.
Nice.
I have that. The only other thing that I think that I have, but I don't know, is the storage locker note.
Right. Another thing is, Roy, obviously, he only has a pistol, obviously. Do you guys have good guns?
I only have a pistol. My own pistol.
Okay. Because
that's all I want.
What about the sawed-off shotguns?
I had to leave them. I couldn't...
We left all of them?
I think...
I didn't...
Longo speaks up. You can stay in here. The door's unlocked. I'll get you a van.
I'll get you whatever ammunition you need. 3 or 4 tear gas grenades. You guys clear out of here within an hour, okay?
You got it.
Thank you, sir.
He starts making his way towards the door. Opens it. Looks like he's about to stop. And he doesn't. He walks out and closes the door.
Okay. Some more rifles?
Yeah, I mean, you grab whatever you're comfortable with, you know, with your hand, but I think if we can use two and shoot, we should pick them rifles up.
There's a knock at the door.
Go, yeah, grab the hinge, open it.
Standing in front of you is Nate Merritt. He looks at you. Hi, Sarge. I just wanted to tell you really quickly. I know you didn't sign off on it, but I felt really bad when whatever was in there kind of got taken. I know you guys mentioned a coffin, so I did do some asking around. Somebody saw a flatbed carrying a coffin leaving town. It was an older lady near the outskirts, and then I kind of doubled back and went a little bit further, found another person saying something about it. They said a woman was driving both the people. I didn't write an official report yet, but if you'd like, I can get one typed out for you.
Both the people?
Yeah, both of them said a woman.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, if you could get something typed up. Did you get a description on the about age, what color hair, things like that?
Roughly 30 years old, brown hair.
Okay, well.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah. All right, yeah, if you could type something up. Appreciate it, Merritt.
Okay. Thanks, Sarge. And he walks away.
Yeah, I'm just going to stick with a pistol. I can't really... Nothing much else I could do here.
We'll say, for the sake of brevity, reasonably weaponry-wise, you guys get whatever you need. So if you are in a situation where you say, I got that from the station, and it's within reason, that's fine. I don't want to split hairs over this. I'm not going to make you guys write up a list or anything like that.
Would I be able to fill a canteen with gasoline here?
Yes.
Okay.
They have like a fuel station for police vehicles.
Decent size. Be like a liter.
Yeah, so as you're walking around, and if you're doing things around the station, people are looking at you, and they're not really saying anything. They just kind of like look at you for a little too long and then go back to whatever they're doing. You guys basically make your way scavenging and picking through whatever pieces that you need from the armory or from around until eventually you run into Gaines. Kind of steps up to you guys. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're alive.
Yeah. How you feeling, Gaines?
I don't know. Confused.
Yeah, I think we are too.
I think you guys are, you know, good people. Report coming out of Minneapolis says you killed 2 police officers. You know, I don't want to believe that to be true. If it is true, then, you know, I would like to believe that you had good reasons, and I'm not going to ask for them. I just want to know if you guys are going to be all right.
I'm glad you still got a little bit of faith in us to think that we didn't do that. Yeah, I think we're pretty fucked, Gaines. I think we are, but we're gonna try to be alright at the end of this.
Well, good luck.
Thanks, man.
He turns around and walks away. Anything else specific that you guys want to do at the station?
Is Lang's desk occupied already?
No. Okay. Eventually, Longo finds the four of you, and he's spinning a set of keys around his finger, tosses it towards you.
Catch it.
All right. Get out.
All right. Put the key in my pocket. Stick my fucking hand out.
He looks at it for a second and sticks his hand out and shakes it, and he holds on kind of tight. He like pulls you in just a little bit. Are you a good person?
Close. Look at him right in his eyes. I'm a good person, and I'm a good cop.
He lets go. Just kind of like looks over the three of you and just walks away. Doesn't say a word.
Caleb, you got the address of the where we're going at least? Let him know.
Yeah. Can I pinpoint it on a bigger map, a non-burned out map? Would I be able to take that?
Yes.
Lieutenant.
Hey, hold up. Come back.
Before we go.
And he turns around.
I don't know. Just in case. We're headed right here.
For the listening audience, please explain that visual joke.
The map with a hole in it. A almost perfect circle hole. I sit right here and put my finger right in the behind the paper in the middle of the hole, indicating not exactly where we're going.
So, Caleb, you are actually able to find at your station a map just like that. Except not burnt, cool, not cool, torn. Cool, cool, cool. And you also find an additional map to kind of help you navigate that lays out a decent amount of the nearby terrain leading up to your point of interest, which is Belchester. Linwood is at the bottom right. You can see out of the glass of the front of the police station, idling a van.
Just at least, just like, sit and try and figure out exactly where we might go.
Making your way outside, you see the van open up the back doors, and you can see it has ammo that you've requisitioned, along with four tear gas canisters. But most notably, you see left to right, almost occupying the entirety of the police station front window, the Linwood Falls police officers. From the lieutenant to the chief to all the on-duty officers, Dwayne Gaines, Bill Middleton, all your day shift officers, just watching as you prepare the van, load it up with anything that you carried out, and get inside.
What like a sad scene. Oh my God. Like family, like watching us.
There was no Minneapolis police at all there.
Yeah, that was very fucking weird. Oh, we didn't ask them about that at all.
No.
That was stupid of us.
We also never said that we didn't kill those cops.
Yeah, we didn't ever say
we
that.
We never said that.
I did notice that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But at this, fuck him. He should believe that we didn't kill those cops. Yeah. Even though we've killed other cops,
I think
he should believe that those cops weren't on us.
The only thing that they are ever going to know about anything we did beyond the last time we updated him was through whatever pictures we give him.
Or if they find the dead cop in your house.
That's true.
Pit stop?
That's a good one.
Fuck it, dead cops.
Yes. Yo, we killed so many cops. That's crazy.
We've killed four cops? Five cops?
I mean, how many did we kill at fucking the Chinese restaurant?
One.
Only one cop died?
Albert Larson.
Well, and then Jerry fucking accidentally.
That guy wasn't a cop.
And he wasn't a cop. He was he was a mob guy.
Right.
We killed one cop there. We killed two in the gas station.
Right.
We killed Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Dougie.
And then
Greg.
Greg just got... We didn't even kill him.
Fuck the police. That's how I treat them.
We killed four cops. And one was a half monster, so...
Yeah, yeah.
We basically got the four cops killed that was at the dick-kissing scene.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't kill them, but we kind of got them killed.
We were kind of responsible.
Yeah.
We have... We got pinned for... The only time we got pinned for killing a cop was when we actually didn't kill a cop.
Yeah?
Huh. Fucking RJ.
This episode brought to you by killing cops.
I don't fucking know, because RJ has suggested that Bobby was, like, mostly only into it for the pedophilic, like, you know, more not-so-religious aspect of it. We can assume that she is more Bobby Tillman oriented.
It's like going to church for the crackers and wine.
Yeah. She, yeah, exactly. Like, you know. But
who writes her shit?
But we can assume that Marsha is kind of more, like, of that mindset. It's her brother slash like fucking man. I don't know. Maybe she's still fucking him. We don't know that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, who is it? It's Lucas Idonis, right? Or is he dead? Which one's dead?
What?
No, Lucas Idonis is still alive. That's the one that RJ told us, like,
Sean Gossman is dead?
No, Sean Gossman's dead.
Fuck. Yeah, somebody.
The scientist's son is dead. Who was the scientist's son? That wasn't Lucas Idonis. That was,
Avalone?
Yeah, Lilo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so Idonis is the one that RJ told us was they were Bonnie and Clyde.
Right.
But we haven't seen him.
No.
Not heard from him. He seems like someone's going to make a little surprise entrance. Caleb was not being a cop after this.
Ray was never a cop.
Let's go.
Roy was a fucking cop. Roy's sad about this.
It's in the leather, bro. Yo, yeah. Come Ray, on, Roy. You threatened to blow the place up, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm loyal to the fucking
That's
station.
How much he cares.
I'm loyal to the station.
If you're comfortable with it, I'd like to tack another, like, pin into the Roy is a piece of shit board.
Dude, literally.
And say that Roy is also a fucking hypocrite. I'm a cop. You can't take my badge. Yeah. By the way, I'm gonna fucking blow you up with this pipe bomb.
He has 27. He broke twice. He has 27 points of sanity left.
The Linwood Falls Police Department looks on as you idle in the parking lot. What do the four of you do?
I fucking hop in the back of the van.
Shotgun.
Ready to get on the road.
Yeah, I'll drive.
Where are you guys heading?
Well, from this end, from what we know before, you said it was east, I believe?
Yeah, it's like northeast. More north than east. But just following the highways there.
Well,
you would put it, especially with that map that you guys have, probably about a 40-minute drive. It's not too far.
Well, at a minimum, we should go scope out the area, at least drive perimeter.
Yeah.
See what it looks like.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Drive out there.
The wheels begin to turn as you leave the police station, driving onto the road.
Give my hand a wave.
Stick your hand out of the window.
As soon as I'm turned away.
Wave off. Roll alertness.
55 on an 80.
Critical success out of the corner of your eye as you make that turn. You can see Lieutenant Longo giving you a wave back. The station goes off in the rear view as you make your way northeast towards Belchester. You guys drive through Linwood, eventually hitting a main highway. It takes you about 5 minutes to get there. You guys hit the highway. Any conversations that happen?
How you guys feeling? Like, if we needed to bust up in there right now, you think we could? I mean, you think you could afford to wait a little time if you need to, or if we can? Jerry?
I think we ran out of time a long time ago. I'm ready to bust in whenever.
Yeah, you know, I, even if I get another full night's sleep, it's not going to be much of a difference for me.
All right.
RJ said that he was going to help us with this.
Yeah, we'll probably see him drive by on a motorcycle any moment. Seems to be everywhere.
Yeah, man.
At this point, it's about 10:30 while you guys hit the open highway. You imagine it'll take you about 30 minutes to get there. Are you driving directly to Belchester? Are you driving around? Where are you heading?
I would like to... Well, if I can look on them. Well, we have our maps. I don't know. Do you have, like, a more handy road map by any chance of the area?
Yeah. I would say that amongst all the maps that you guys have, you know, you're able to find a more handy road map that's a little bit more zoomed in and a little bit, you know, more in detail about the area surrounding Belchester. Do you have any questions that I can answer for you?
Yeah, so, like, there's got to be... Is this highway... Does it run through it? Does it run 5 minutes off of it?
No, like, so what you can see is basically Belchester itself looks like it is... First of all, it's a very small town. Additionally, something that you notice here is that it exists within Hennepin and Olmsted County, with, yeah, like a very, very small sliver of it that, you know, the town's borders dip into Olmsted. But like I said, it's very small, mostly back roads. The main highway exit ramp that you know you'll have to take is still about like a 20-minute drive past in order to actually get to Belchester.
I want to head pretty much right there. Maybe if I get, like, you know, 1 mile out from where I suppose the center of town or whatever is, maybe, you know, turn off onto some side roads and start to just, you know, burn more miles.
Okay.
Around.
Sure.
So I can get my bearings straight.
Okay. You exit off the highway ramp and start getting around there. At this point, you're looking at about 11 o'clock, I'd say.
Have I noticed anyone following us?
I'm assuming that you guys are being alert to any kind of cars that have been hanging around you too long. No, at this point, no. A decent ways away from Belchester at this point. Do you want to go directly there? Do you want to keep driving around? But at this point, there's been hide nor hair of anyone following you.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, I want to head very, you know, right into Belchester, and then kind of just, as soon as I get into what I assume is town, you know, just get off the main road I came in on, kind of, and turn off.
Town is a very polite way of putting it. As you get there, Belchester seems to be nothing more than just a single road with a few farmhouses that are kind of scattered about. You pass by a town supply, there's a church that you see, and a building that reads Belchester Community Center. You kind of pull off to a small side road that connects a decent amount of these farmhouses that you've passed before to this main road that passes through it. I do not want to understate this. This is a very, very small town. Maximum population, maybe somewhere just below 100. Since entering, you've maybe seen one pickup truck that's passed by you. Nobody kind of walking around on the road or anything like that.
All right, what's the address of this place? We got it, right? We got the property.
I don't believe so, no.
No.
You just have that map. Whatever you can extrapolate out of that is up to you.
No, those three addresses weren't. The map just shows... The only thing the map shows is there's... Would I know what this red circled area means? Because you said it was printed. This wasn't, like, drawn by hand? This red line?
Yes.
So, driving around the town looking at these... how big does this red circled area seem to me at this point?
Gigantic. Like, hundreds of acres.
Okay.
And if we were to narrow it down between the red region that has been burnt away, how much smaller
would that get? Just the burnt area?
Just the red region that has been burnt, yes.
You would still put it at about 100 acres.
Okay.
Someone could help along the listening audience. I know that that might have been a little bit hard to follow.
Right. That's what I mean. But just like...
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just like... So the map has a... The burnt map that we have had, it seems to be marked, for starters. A region has been kind of outlined in red. And then shaded in red. And then part of that map has been burnt a little bit. There's a huge hole that's been burnt through the map. And part of that hole burns through the red region as well that's been marked. So we're trying to figure out. So that's still about 100 acres, that region.
This hole, that's like the whole thing you're saying is approximately 100?
I would say.
Or this is 100?
Yeah, no, the whole burnt hole would probably be about, maybe you would put maybe closer to 150, I would say, based on the scale and how big you understand Belchester itself to be. And also understand, just to keep it fresh in your minds, the burns that happened to this paper were seemingly random.
From the pipe bomb that killed the cops. Right. Yeah. Because we got this paper from there. The burn paper we got from the car.
Yeah. We could get out the car, stop at a gas station, and ask if anyone has seen RJ.
Yeah, but there might be a thing about us, right? They might be more inclined to say, oh my god, it's those four cops.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I'm not opposed to just going to a gas station, like, you know, if you want to just go get some drinks or something, fill up on gas, but I don't know if I would probe around.
That's fair. That's probably too risky.
I mean, we can, but we're so close.
And yet, so far,
I mean, we could perimeter the whole thing all through all those streets, see if there's any type of entrances or any type of civilization we can see through the woods.
In any of those pictures from the cabin, there was no distinct outdoor feature aside from trees surrounding it, or is it like
I've established that is the case, and I've also established that it almost seems specifically so, as if whoever took these pictures took them with the idea of keeping any discernible features out of frame.
Now, I know it's still like very close, but did it seem like very flat trees? Did it seem like a little elevation, slight, like, or it just seemed
you're
like...
gonna get nothing out of me, kid.
Okay.
Is the sun in those pictures?
Yeah. Not visible, but sunlight.
Is there shadows in that picture?
Yeah.
Which way are the shadows pointing?
Jesus Christ. To what end?
To know...
You come away with the understanding that these pictures will not help you figure out where this cabin is.
Actually, they all lost their shadows. None of them have shadows.
Sounds like someone who doesn't know how the sun works.
I don't know, man. You ever see dude, Geo Rainbow be picking these guys out.
The shadow
out.
Would be...
Come on.
The shadow would be anywhere, depending on where the photographer was standing. The only thing that the shadows would maybe indicate to you would be the time of day. So Michael Finn, put a fucking sock in it, dude.
We just need to hire one of those guys on YouTube that are really good at geoguessing.
Lithuania.
Yeah, and they just fucking know right away.
Yep, that's southern Romania.
It's crazy. I think your question was valid.
Thank you. Can I roll for walkie-talkies?
You can roll for sticking a finger in your fucking ass.
Yeah, what was the shade of the tree bark in these pictures?
Light gray.
Did Bobby Tillman have a boner in these pictures?
Big boner. He had big wiener.
Oh, God.
It is also a small town. We could... I definitely agree that asking around would be very suspicious. But it's a small town. It might be possible that the locals know about, you know, a ranch that's on the outside of town. Or
aren't there a lot of ranches here?
Yeah.
Like, all ranches?
We have pictures.
I think we should just go up every driveway we see and knock on every fucking house that we pass by.
Fuck.
Every single one. We'll get there eventually. Why can't RJ just tell us? Come on, bro. Stop playing games.
Just pull up next to us, RJ. And just
fucking tell us. Just tell us where it is.
Give us the dog. Let the dog sniff it out.
Why don't you guys stop being pussies? Like, why are you so scared of us, huh?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're being pussies, why? Bro. They don't want us to be there.
Why are they so scared of us?
They are scared as fuck.
They're pussies.
Mississippi River ain't in here at all, right?
No.
Okay. Why the fuck did you write it, bitch? Discern anything from that?
Are we doing casework?
This is not English.
just the bold bits. The okay. Bold parts.
He's a... Do you discern anything from that?
We knew the county of it, that would... It's in two counties, this town. If it happened to be in a small county, it's like, oh shit. We got way narrowed down now.
Right.
It's Hennepin or Olmsted.
Ray. Roll bureaucracy or law for me.
Okay.
Can I help him with that?
Nope.
-92 on a 40.
You know that small little county is your county. It falls under Linwood. That's what you know.
I mean, that's essentially just saying that Dan Winters donated X amount of money to the, you know, wildlife preservation.
Doesn't say anything about that on the map, right?
Timberlaw?
Yeah. Like Timberland.
So in roleplay, what's happening right now?
I'm diving into these maps. I'm trying to figure out a narrowed search path.
Looking through evidence that's been taken from the county clerks, going through maps. I need Ray, Roy, and Caleb to roll bureaucracy or law?
I saw the middle table.
42 on a 40. I'm really looking hard.
10 on a 54. Bureaucracy.
Roy.
Shit, I'm so sorry. Fucking. 71 on a 52 for law.
Caleb, as the three of you are going through all these documents and different maps, one thing occurs to you, and it kind of clicks because you're the one who first got their hands on these documents. You're the one who stole them. You have the feeling that based off of all the information presented in these documents that detail Dan Winter's donations and the different properties that are owned under different companies and all these different companies and the different maps and the counties and all this stuff, you have the feeling that the information that you have in front of you is no use to pinpoint the location of this cabin. That's the sense that you get, and I'm assuming you guys are spending a good 20 minutes going through these.
Yeah. There's got to be an entrance somewhere, right? We keep driving these streets. Take a whole perimeter of the red area. Everybody keeps their eyes peeled. Even if it's blocked off. Any type of entrance.
Yeah, I mean, at least we can rule out a bunch of places, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beginning to drive around?
Yeah. And just trying to, like, maybe every so many groupings of streets or a certain area, like, almost just ever so slightly shade off that area, kind of like it's irrelevant on the map.
What becomes clear, now more than ever before, Belchester is incredibly small. Like I mentioned, a few scattered buildings, a gas station. There are no side roads that connect to longer paths. There's nothing more. If you go out of Belchester and head northward, there are some roads, but eventually they connect back to the main road that leads back to Belchester. You have the feeling that there's no road that leads to where you are looking for. If anything, it's going to be off the beaten path. That takes you guys about 30 minutes. At this point, I'd say you'd spend about an hour in Belchester. It's noon.
But so, like,
fucking hell.
There's off the beaten path, like, is there's not even, like, a dirt driveway that's just off the highway?
You don't notice any.
Or, not the highway, but
no,
just the road.
You don't notice any. And that becomes clear to you that there seem to be no access roads or side roads or dirt paths or hidden driveways or anything of the sort. And it's frustrating. And it takes you about 30 minutes to get to that point.
Did we get that report about Marsha by any chance before we left?
No.
Horse trailers, lumber, anything else they had to bring back here. How the hell did they get it in there?
The area that we drove around of this red shaded area, it's all heavily wooded, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very heavily wooded.
Okay.
I mean, we going on foot?
Yeah, we might have to. We're going to take it real slow, though. I mean, wear ourselves out looking for this shit all day and then just go busting in. I don't know. Fuck.
Passing up and down this area through Belchester. Once again, you see those buildings that I mentioned. You pass that church, the community center, and as you drive past slowly, you can see that community center out front has a sign that reads Friday Night Square Dance. You also see that supply store that I mentioned, as well as the gas station. You guys have been at it back and forth up this road, 1, 2, 3 miles up the road, back down, kind of scouring and looking. And like I mentioned, there's not a lot of movement on these roads. You might see the stray pickup truck, but maybe you see it once or twice. You don't see anyone outside or walking around or anything.
And then on this road, there's just like rancher houses. Is that like the homes?
Yeah, like farmhouses that seem to be set back on like swaths of either planted or unplanted land. Any land that is planted doesn't have crops that are particularly high considering the season right now. But if you do see the stray farmhouse, it's kind of set back a little bit.
And then, okay, so most of these houses, they, you know, if they have yards, then they're backing up to the woods?
Either backing up to the woods or backing up to an additional plot of farmland.
Okay, but I mean, ultimately, in the horizon at some point, it starts wooded,
yep.
Becoming wooded.
Yep. And I'm assuming that you guys are looking closely at those, looking for any trails that lead off of them, anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking, I mean, maybe they own, maybe these property lines really go deep back, you know, and they just have a little dummy decoy trailer up front.
Yeah.
We gotta to keep our eyes peeled for anything going on outside here, but fuck, I don't know.
What papers would be in this area? Would it still be Linwood Times?
You would have to check. You're not sure.
Okay. Fuck it. I gotta piss. We'll stop at a gas station.
We'll stop. We'll turn around or whatever. Stop at the gas station.
Would you like to stop at the gas station that's in Belchester?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Easy enough to make your way there. It just says, like, Rick's Gas, one pump outside, and you see a car that's in the drive there.
Okay. Yeah. So there's a car in the driveway. Okay. So I want to walk in and try and look at the papers.
Yeah. You walk in, you see an old guy behind the counter who doesn't really look up. The papers are Minneapolis. Minneapolis Times.
Okay.
Minneapolis Herald. Minneapolis Tribune.
Okay. Does anything mention Chief of Police of Minneapolis donates fucking whatever? I'm looking at the headlines of these papers.
The headline that you see is 4X cops wanted for murder with detailed descriptions of the four of you.
Hey, it wasn't X yet. Wasn't X until a little bit ago.
Okay.
There's no pictures of you in any of these papers, though. I want to make that clear.
Yet.
Nice.
This paper is also dated yesterday.
Okay. Well, yeah, the pictures will show up tomorrow, I'm sure. The mugshots. All right, yeah, I just fucking took a quick look at the papers. I walk out. I actually go, I rock a piss in the bathroom. I walk out.
Go to the bathroom and come back out, and the attendant, the person standing there, doesn't look up as you walk back out.
Yeah, kind of. Roy's got his head down. He's just walking right out of the building, so back into the van.
Okay, back in the van.
I didn't see anything on the papers. Nothing. So.
The four of you find yourselves confused, conflicted, looking for this cabin. You are so close, and yet so far in the parking lot of Rick's Gas. The four of you find yourselves alone. Now, with no police station behind you, you are but men. And that's where we're going to pick up next session.
Need hard to do this.
Thanks for listening to this episode of LFVCU, a Nasty Table production.